This podcast is brought to you by the new Nikon Coolpix P1 and P2 digital cameras, the world's first compact cameras with built-in Wi-Fi. Now you can take great pictures and easily transfer them directly to your computer or printer wirelessly. Learn more at NikonDigital.com.
Years ago, I freaked out when I went to the store and I found an Atari joystick sitting right there and it had like 10 games on it. And not all my favorite games, but enough of them for me to freak out and go, holy cow, this is amazing. It looks exactly like the Atari joystick. Except, of course, it had the audio out and the video out and everything like that. And come to find out that this company started to make more of them and more of them. And now that you've got, like, what, billions of these joysticks that can plug into TVs or anything with a video in, including a SpongeBob joystick, which is a little phallic.
Well, we're actually branching out. Yeah, we do have, well, not quite billions, but we do have quite a bit here. We have quite an assortment. Well, we've just spawned, like you said, classic, old school, retro games. We're strongly focused on that. But we're also moving into original licenses and moving into new areas such as DC and Marvel and LucasArts, meaning Star Wars, X-Men, Superman, and Disney, meaning, you know, the Jungle Book and other things like that. Nickelodeon, SpongeBob SquarePants. We're also grabbing like Avatar, which is brand new. It's now taken over. SpongeBob SquarePants is the number one animated show on Nickelodeon. Absolutely. It's an absolute blast. We're really excited about that. Some of the other titles, obviously, you know, we have for adults, we have Wheel of Fortune and, you know, World Poker Tour. But my favorite stuff has to be the Star Wars, you know. I'm a geek, whatever.
Well, you don't like the Intellivision one?
Oh, well, you know, Intellivision is all good and nice. It is a classic, but we're building upon, you know,
newer stuff.
Good old-fashioned, you know, core gameplay mechanics from classic 2D games. We've learned from that. We're building upon that. We have a core group of developers that we've perfected some game mechanics with. So all the game mechanics that you grew up with, that you're familiar with, we're starting to develop and build upon that into new and perfecting new, expanding upon that, basically.
So if you could define the genius behind your products, how would you, I guess, explain this to the average person?
Well, that's basically a combination of just us sitting down with the developer, you know, like some of our producers and myself. You know, I'm a creative director at Jack Specific, but also a core group of developers such as Hot Gen and Handheld Games. You know, they've done some really good stuff. And we've sat down with them, and we've identified game mechanics from the ones that you've remembered growing up with, and we've built upon that and created our own, taking it to the next level.
And it's not that complicated to use.
Not at all. It's very, basically, we went with the old style of, you know, hey, the old mechanic of easy to learn, difficult to master. You just get in. It's like two buttons and a joystick. Just simple, like, you know, with the old Atari kind of style of gameplay. Just diving into it. You should just be able to, you know, plug it in and play it.
So where do you find these are being used most?
In your home. And you just plug it into a TV. Wherever there was a TV, you could play this game. That's about as simple as you can get.
How many products do you have exactly?
Oh, good Lord. Last year, we shipped 78 SKUs. Miss Pac-Man alone, 7 million units. And then we're moving, yeah. I don't have the numbers for how much we're moving out, but we're doing well. We're moving out a lot.
Yeah. I see them just about everywhere I turn these days.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope to build upon a classic gameplay mechanic and take it to a new level.
So why are you here at CES?
Well, to show off our product and hopefully get people excited about it that haven't heard of it, or, you know, like you were talking about, when you got excited, when you walked in and said, wow, this, I remember these games. Well, we're doing the same thing for people that haven't heard of it yet, you know. There's a wider audience than we realized, you know, just besides young children. You know, we're also building up, you know, an audience of people who just remember those old school game mechanics and would just like to dive into that, you know.
Or they were older than that and they just only know how to use the television.
Yeah, basically. Well, these aren't very complex systems, you know. It's not very, not difficult to get into. You just plug it in and play it, pop in a few, you know, four AA batteries, turn it on, you're there. That's it.
You're making the new classics.
We'd like to. That's the whole point.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is brought to you by the new Nikon Coolpix P1 and P2 digital cameras, the world's first compact cameras with built-in Wi-Fi. Now you can take great pictures and easily transfer them directly to your computer or printer wirelessly. Learn more at NikonDigital.com.
Live streaming of The Chris Perillo Show is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media and Limelight Networks. Download Windows Media Player 10 to listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, GMT-8.